With that said, any joys or concerns or prayers that you have this morning, Joanne sent me a text right before church, and I called her, and she's getting cramps in her hands, and she just don't know why that started. But Judy gets them every once in a while, and one of her fingers will just go like this. And our grandson, maybe you're demonic when that happens. But Joanne says she's getting them both hands, and I don't know, cramps can really be something. She's like, I've been taking magnesium and this and that, but I still get them. But today they are really bad. So keep Joanne in prayer. Mark is doing real well with the new heart medicine, he said, and that's a good thing. Judy had pulled a muscle in her leg last week, and we went to TOC and got a shot in it, and it was really doing good. But she's supposed to sleep on her back, but last night she said, I'm tired of sleeping on my back, and she tried to roll over and pulled it again. So she hobbled around with a cane this morning. Well, hopefully she'll be better by the time I get home. She's still able to cook. Yeah, that's a good thing. Anybody have any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Judy's sister-in-law passed away last week. Her brother's at the hospice house, and he's expected to enter into the presence of the Lord almost any time. But he's just been hanging on, and any of us who have experienced things like that, we know sometimes we just don't understand, as sick as they are or whatever, why they keep hanging on. But only God knows when that expiration is going to take place. So, because we certainly don't know. And even the nurses and the doctors, they give a pretty good idea, but they don't have no clue either. So he's still hanging on there. But the prognosis is that he will enter into the presence of the Lord sometime soon. Anybody else? Any joys, concerns, and praises?
Pat and Don.
Pat and
Don.
Good, Phil.
Oh, we're going to be gone.
That's right.
For a couple of weeks, and we look forward to carrying him with us.
Nope. Where are you going this time?
We're going to Copenhagen, and then to Denmark. And Norway, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Poland.
Oh, wow.
So, we'll be visiting several old churches.
You'll be quite the world traveler when you're all done. Have you been there before?
We've been to Norway, but we were in a different part.
Good. Have a safe trip and enjoy yourself.
Is there a river that runs through all those countries?
It's just well, the Rhine River.
It's on the Big River, or on the Neva out in the
So you're going to do the port of calls from the ship? Oh, I like cruise. You cruised too, didn't you, when you were, yeah, I like cruise. I was wanting to take, I noticed the American Cruise Line's got a, well, they got a whole bunch all over the country. But they got one that goes from Tampa, St. Pete to Key West and down to the Dry Tortugas. It's a little pricey, that's not so bad, but it's an 8-day trip, and I just can't seem to get my head around going 8 days. But I would like to do that. I never didn't even know about the Dry Tortugas. Anyhow, it's a national park. That would be cool to see. I've been to Key West, and I've been to most of the cities here in Florida, but that would really be it. And that little ship seems very interesting. So,
Fort Jefferson is worth the trip alone.
Is it? Yeah, cool. Anybody else? Any other joys, concerns, or praises this morning?